We shift gears here. We go from talking with Hillary, talking about the Health and Wellness Expo, to talking about something that the Hall-Nantasket Chamber of Commerce is putting together called the 3rd Annual STEM to Stern Townwide Yard Sale Day. This takes place from 9 to 3 this Saturday, May 30th. And we have joining us, I just want to make sure I say her name correctly because that would stink, Robin Flint. Now, what are you? What exactly are you? Are you somebody who works for the Chamber of Commerce?
Yes, I do. I'm the administrator of the Hall-Nantasket Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, God bless you.
Indeed.
Talk to us about this. This seems like quite the fun. You know, talk with Hillary and about what goes into organizing this. This seems to me like this is quite the way to kind of organize a whole town. Trying to get rid of all that clutter that you've built up. And you're doing it using, and whether it's a resident or a business.
That's correct.
Folks want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Where did this idea come from?
This crazy idea.
Not crazy.
It's actually a great idea.
Okay.
It came from a former president of the chamber, Kevin Morris. He visited Provincetown, and it's something that they do in Provincetown. And the idea just totally clicked with me. It's just wacky enough for the fantastic and wacky town of Hull, Massachusetts to pull it off. So I pitched it to the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and they said, go for it. So this is the third annual coming up. In the past 2 years, we've done it in September. But this year, we decided to change it to May to have the chamber open and close the season. So this is the start of the in-season for Hull.
So wait, are you telling me that there's two opportunities?
No, we actually moved it. We moved it from September to May because in September we also sponsor the Endless Summer Waterfront Festival. And that's another huge undertaking by the chamber.
Hey, who's the guy in the back of the room?
Oh, this is
Stephen Credit.
Stephen is the wind beneath my wings. That's my husband, Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen's kind of, I got to tell you, I'm this close to having him come up to the microphone because he's doing a great job directing traffic. Thank you, Stephen. But it's good to have somebody a little bit of support.
It is.
So definitely
it is.
Thank you very much for being here, sir.
It is.
Are you somebody who likes the yard sale yourself?
I do love yard sales. I don't have a stitch of clothing that isn't from a thrift store. So getting things used, to me, it's actually it's the responsible thing to do. And it's also just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and myself, my significant other, she's a big fan of the yard sale sites on Facebook. And I believe that actually stemmed the straight. You guys actually have a Facebook page,
we
too.
We do. We have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for the event called STEM to Stern. We have another Facebook page that's called HullTownYardSale.com. Mm. And we have a website that's www.HullYardSale.com. And that's where all the information about STEM to Stern lives. It's where shoppers are going to be able to get the list of addresses and see a map. And get coupons from chamber members if they're bound to get hungry when they're in Hull doing all that shopping.
I was just going to say that. It's like one heck of a way to draw folks to your community.
That is exactly.
I think that's exactly right.
That is exactly the motivating force of the chamber.
I can see other communities stealing this idea.
Why not? That's the motivating force of the chamber's participation and sponsorship of this event, is that it draws people into town, and hopefully they'll visit our local businesses and have a meal at our local restaurants, many of whom have provided money saving coupons that are available to shoppers on the website.
Now, what has the publicity piece to this been like? Have you kind of gone out to reach out to, you know, put posters around to get people to kind of attract, you know, and
yes,
what do you kind of expect the reach to be on
this? We've put out posters. We have sent out a press release to a million different places. I've put in the terms yard sale on Facebook and joined a bunch of different yard sale spaces, honestly, specifically to pitch my event.
Sure.
And we've had people come from out of state to this. It's been so popular.
Oh,
we've had people from New Hampshire, from Rhode Island, from all over the state come. It's just an incredible day in Hull. The first year we did it, it was just fantastic. I mean, I had a seller say to me, it was like Mardi Gras in Hull. Just a really great, happy day. And we've actually had people ask us why we don't do it in one central location. And the idea is specifically to have people see Hull in its entirety, that it's not just Nantasket Beach, it's not just the site of the old Paragon Park, but it's a community and it's a town.
How, give me, do you have the like numbers? How big is community as far as how many residents do you have? I mean, how big is Hull?
11,000 people.
Steve's at it again.
Thank you, Steve.
No. We'll take it anyway.
Yeah, it's between 10,000 and 11,000 residents.
So it's relatively a small community.
It is.
And to be honest, I'm kind of guilty. I think of Hull because of Nantasket. But also, right. I know we also advertise a lot of great businesses. I think, isn't the Red Parrot?
The Red Parrot is there, and they are members of the Chamber, so I'm glad you picked somebody to name that's actually a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Just to get back quickly to your question about advertising,
thank you.
We also did buy radio time on WATD,
so we know
people will hear about it that way as well.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's funny is somebody's a bargain hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, looking at some of the information here, you guys enjoyed phenomenal success last year.
We did.
When you did this.
Yes.
So it seems as though with each year, it's growing exponentially.
It's pretty incredible. I think some people sign up year after year, and some people do sign up to be a seller 1 year and then say, next year I'm going shopping. So there's a whole different list than you might have seen last year. We're definitely in, we have 80 locations signed up so far.
Wow.
With another week to go, and there will be people signing up till the day before the event. There's no doubt about it.
See, the only thing, with me, now if like my community did this, the one thing that I've done tag sales or yard sales before, are those dreaded people who show up at like 6 o'clock in the morning? You're just putting the stuff out there, and they're the ones who want to get at it before everybody else.
Right.
You're using collectible. You're like, shoo.
Right. Yeah. We actually we provide our sellers with information, a seller information packet, and we let them know to be as polite as possible to early birders, but to handle them however they see appropriate, but to be nice.
Now, do you yourself over the past couple of years that you've done, again, this is the third annual, have you like toured some of the site? Driven around the town?
Oh yeah.
What's it like driving around the town? I mean, it's gotta be very interesting.
It
to
really
see,
is. It's,
you know, who's doing well.
And, it's just know. Incredible. I mean, one of the things we encourage this year, because we've heard it from shoppers time and again, is that if you're having a yard sale, you should go encourage your neighbors to also have a yard sale, because shoppers tend to gravitate towards the areas that have a lot of yard sales.
Sure.
And we've actually set up a little bit of a competition, you know, who's got the most at this moment? You know, the alphabet section is winning and Kimberma section is right behind it. So there's yard sales practically all over the peninsula. You'll be driving down Nantasket Ave and seeing custom-made stem to stern yard sale signs with arrows in this direction and that direction, an address here and an address there. It's going to be a great day.
Have you had any businesses sign up to do the yard sale?
We have one this year, Carousels and Ships, another chamber member. They have actually two locations in Nantasket, and they're fantastic supporters of the Chamber of Commerce, so I'm really happy to get a chance to say them on the air and plug them.
Okay, we're speaking with Robin Flint. She is with the Hull Nantasket Chamber of Commerce. We are talking about the Stem to Stern, the third annual Stem to Stern Townwide Yard Sale Day. This is a 6-hour event from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday, mm-hmm. May 30th. Robin has already said, so far, we have 80...
Over 80 yard sale locations
that have signed up. Mm-hmm. One chamber member who's a business that has that is on the books that's going to be doing
right,
something.
Right, and several chamber members are offering shoppers coupons for discounts at their locations, whether it's a restaurant meal or something in their store.
What goes into making sure that you guys are going to be, keeping all of this straight as far as making sure signs, you know, the signs that people have signs out saying that they're part of the Stem to Stern? And
well, there's no... Long ago, I had to let go of the fact that people are going to have yard sales and not participate on that day, but not sign up. There's really not much we can do. We appeal to people's higher, nobler instincts and ask them to support the event. So lots of people are signing up. Lots of people know that it's worthwhile and they're helping to pay for the publicity and that it brings a ton of people to town. So we can only police it so much, but we do hope that everybody will support the event.
Drew, do you have another question?
Yeah. So, for example, if they're not if someone has a yard sale and isn't signed up with the event, though, they're not getting listed.
That's
so
correct.
So really, it's kind of, in my mind, I see it as kind of they're missing out, I guess you could say, maybe getting drowned out by the others.
Yes,
versus,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
We have official STEM to CERN stellar addresses listed on the website and also listed on a map with all the little pinpoints.
I was going to mention that.
You have to see that map. It's just hysterical.
because actually the ad says that you can print out your map, gas up the car, and get ready for some great savings. And
Yeah, it's actually a very smartphone-friendly event. You can just go to the website and click on the addresses, click on the map, click on the coupons.
What are some of the stories that you've heard from the previous two STEM to CERN yard sales? Have you heard anything of somebody coming across a nice find? I mean, what's some of the stories that maybe folks who are listening right now would entice them to come to Hull this Saturday?
I think there's just going to be so much variety. One of the things that we offer sellers and therefore buyers is that every seller will list things that they have. Mm. And if there's a special something that you're looking for, you may find it on the list. Otherwise, you just go treasure hunting. To me, one of the funniest stories is that I'm always too busy to throw a yard sale on STEM to CERN Day, and I really need to have a yard sale.
Yeah, I'm overdue, personally.
Totally.
We've talked a lot about the yard sale. Let's talk about some of the other things they want to spend the day in Hull. With some of the great establishments that they can maybe visit and stuff, other than the beach.
Right, right.
Where else can they visit, whether it's eateries and stuff like that?
Right, Hull is just a beautiful place. One of my personal favorites is up at Fort Revere, which is a Revolutionary War outlet. And it's just a beautiful, special spot with views 360 degrees around. It's just a beautiful, beautiful spot. And I'd love people to see it because I'd like to garner some support for having it renovated. It's a true historical, fantastic place. If you're hungry, we have coupons to the Sea Dog Brew Pub, coupons, to Barefoot Bob's, coupons to the Paragon Grill. Those are the three eateries, I believe, that right now have offered coupons. And I wouldn't be surprised if hearing this, maybe we hear from some more restaurants. That is actually a perk of membership. You have to be a member of the chamber in order to offer that on this particular event.
And let's take a moment. Maybe there is a Hull business that is out there that might want to get involved with the Hull Nantasket Chamber of Commerce. How do you become a member, and what are some of the perks to being a member of the chamber?
This is really good timing for us because our membership year goes from July 1st to June 30th. So we're just starting our month membership drive where we ask our current members to renew and try to entice new members. It's a very inexpensive for the value you get. It's $120 a year for membership. Probably the biggest perk is that we link you on our website, and the website gets literally millions of hits a year, especially around the times of these events that the chamber throws. They get discounted rates to signing up for chamber events like Yard Sale Day and like the Endless Summer Waterfront Festival, which is really fun. That's on September 19th this year.
We'll have to lure you back in around Labor Day.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
And you bring Steve too. Maybe we'll make Steve talk.
Bring Steve in next time.
Anything that we haven't touched upon, whether it's chamber related or yard sale related, but we just have a couple of moments left here. You want to at least share that information?
I did. I wanted to share. These are not necessarily chamber events, but they're just such fantastic Hull events that I feel compelled to share them with the audience. It just so happens on the same day as Yard Sale Day is Hull Pride Day, and that happens at Joe's Nautical Bar. That's a celebration of the gay community.
Okay.
Then on Sunday, June 14th, is the Nantasket Beach Car Show, and that benefits Cops for Kids with Cancer. That's a fantastic event.
I love going to that event.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
It really is.
I'm hoping to put my 67 Volkswagen Beetle in there this year.
That's awesome.
It's for sale. The Hull Life Saving Museum Harbor Illumination is a very popular event and very beautiful. That's on July 25th. And then at the end, I can't believe I'm even mentioning the end of summer since it just got here, yeah. But the Endless Summer Waterfront Festival at Nantasket Beach is Saturday, September 19th. So there's a lot going on all through the summer in Hull.
Well, we thank you. Joe and I have been discussing. We've done a lot of work. I mean, this program, we try to concentrate on community events. Actually, one of our sponsors next week, we're trying to get Peter Brown, Tiny and Sons, a proud sponsor of Monday Night Talk. We try to invite our sponsors to come in, and like we had Hillary Lovell here, they're a sponsor of the show, to talk about community events. Our weakness on this show is we do a lot of stuff to the east of Marshfield and to the south, but we need to do more conversations in Scituate and Hull. And you helped with this event that's coming up this Saturday, May 30th. You helped us to at least plot a path in that direction.
Yeah, I'm glad
talking
to hear
about
that.
Folks in Hull and Hingham and Scituate and Cohasset about some of the things that are going on in their community and trying to provide them with an outlet. So.
We appreciate that. WATD is where we spend our radio advertising dollars for these big events, so we really appreciate your support.
And Monday Night Talk, too, right?
That's right.
Of course.
Well, that's all the time. We thank you, Robin, and thank you, Steve, the silent partner, for being here and both being a help and telling folks about this fantastic event, the STEM to Stern Townwide Yard Sale in Hull. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's all the Monday Night Talk that we have, I believe, in the book. Am I correct, Ryan? We're going to step aside as are the folks from South Shore Live. They are on the doorstep. They'll be here starting at 8 p.m. Until next week at 6:15 p.m. That's another Monday Night Talk.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.